Blog Talk Radio.
Let me see. Some red pill. Y'all got so much shit y'all saying. I'm trying to read what y'all saying. Some red pill saying stay away from women because they have so-called information on. Wait. Read this again. Some red pill saying stay away from women because they have so-called information on how women work when they don't understand. I don't even understand that fucking statement, my brother. Dude, what I'm telling you is, why do you give a fuck about an ant? If you don't care about an ant, why do you give a fuck about what a woman does? What can she possibly do to you to harm you, hurt you, or anything like that? What can she possibly do? That's the question. What can she possibly do? What can she possibly do, guys? I don't understand. If y'all worried about women that much, y'all need to get out the game, guys. Y'all need to get out the game because the game does not dictate this shit that I'm talking to y'all about. Y'all got to learn how to stop worrying about what these motherfucking women do on a constant basis. Because as long as you're worrying about them, you ain't worrying about what you need to take care of. As long as you're worrying about how they feel, what they think, and why they doing what they doing, man, y'all have already lost. Because if you're making it up, how can you be red pill and worried about women? I don't give a fuck about, dude, I'm not trying to be an asshole. Because I know this sounds like an asshole. But I don't give a fuck what a woman says or does. What do I care what a woman does? And let me, I'm going to tell y'all why. Because I want to just say shit. The reason Uncle doesn't give a fuck about what a woman says or does is because she's allowed to do these things. She's allowed to reject me. She's allowed to say no to me. She's allowed to find somebody else. She's allowed to do whatever she wants to do, right? She's allowed to do it, right? But guess what? I'm allowed to walk the fuck away and say goodbye. I don't need you. Guys, when y'all realize that there are so many women out there of so many races, ethnicities, they're just women. People don't remember what I used to do. What I used to do is I used to tell you, snap your fingers. Remember that, guys, back in the pussy whip days? Snap your fingers. That's a fucking woman that just turned 18 somewhere in the world. That's someone that just turned 22 somewhere in the world. So if I'm telling you all this shit, why the fuck would you care if somebody doesn't like you? What does it mean? What does it matter if she doesn't like you? Why do you care so much about her turning you down versus the fact that you went and talked to her in the first place? You should be proud of the fact that you talked to her. Why should you worry about? I mean, my God, I couldn't even imagine. What a woman, worrying about a woman and shit because she doesn't like me, dog. Oh, man, get the fuck out of here. I give no fucks what a woman thinks, nor will I ever. You want to know why? Because I'm grounded in my name. And as long as you're grounded in your name, you are not going to care. You're not going to give a flying fuck what these women say, what these women do, and why they do it. You ain't going to care. You know why? Because all you're going to do is just do what you do. You're going to do your thing. And by doing your thing, guess what? Guess what doing your thing is? Doing your thing, guys. Not caring. But that's, once you get to that point, guys, then all of a sudden the floodgates are going to open. The floodgates are going to open. You want to know why? Because then you become the one. You become the one. Because at that point, you start learning information about yourself versus what people want you to see for yourself versus what people want you to see, if that makes any sense. That's all it is, brother. That's all it is. That's all it is. And it's always going to be a win-win situation. It is a beautiful fucking thing when it happens because it doesn't happen to everybody. And that's why you become the one, because you become you become about your name. You're authentic to you and you alone. And that means you don't care about what somebody else says. You don't care what someone else does. And matter of fact, you will not blindly follow somebody just because somebody tells you to follow them. Oh, this person's cool. You're like, so? You give a fuck how cool this motherfucker is. Guys, you want to call in? The lines are open, 515-605-9373. The lines are open if y'all want to check things out. So that's what it's about. If y'all want to, y'all can call in and stuff, 515-605-9373. If you got a question, let me just check the lines real quick. Okay, lines are free, but let me check, go back to the comments and shit. So I'm just saying to y'all, guys, it's a total different ball game, man. Let me see here. Stop watching a lot of red pill stuff because they sound dumb and informed. A lot of them are. Let me see here. They don't understand women, but they're saying they have all the facts. But that's what I'm saying. Anybody can say that shit. But what I'm saying is, if they really knew the facts for what they are, why aren't they telling you about your name? If they knew, if they really, honestly, truly knew the facts that they say that they know, then why aren't they telling you the value and the importance of your name and why you shouldn't give a fuck about what somebody thinks about you? They don't do that shit, man. But they do something else. They do something else. What they do is they start to scare you with tactics to make you feel less than who you are and start to do what they want you to do. You start to feel less than yourself, man. Boy, let me see. I have a problem with rejection. Hold on, let me see what you're saying. Hold on, give me a second, brother. I'll check that out. Hold on, let me see what you're saying. Steve, I have a problem with rejection. Honestly, I don't care what things are me. That's a lie, though. Born. All right, Born, hear me out, brother. That's a lie. That's a lie. Because if you don't give a fuck what a woman thinks, then you wouldn't give a fuck. Okay, let me explain something to you. All right, follow me on this one. Follow me on this one. Here's the problem. The problem is, all right, think about this. You say you have a problem with rejection, right? And you say, but then you say you don't care what women think of you. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Okay, follow me on this. You're saying that you don't give a fuck about a woman that you're not interested in. Right. No. I know you care. No, I know. The problem, okay, brother, the problem is you care. You give a fuck. And the fact that you give a fuck is why you have the problem that you have. That's what I'm saying. It's because the problem you have is that you give a fuck. And that's the problem. That's your issue right there. You give a fuck. No, I know he says he cares. I saw that. I'm sorry, I read it wrong. I know you care. But the problem is that you give a fuck. Why do you tell me something, Born? Call in. Why is it that you give a fuck? That's the question. Why do you give a fuck? But no, the why, but call in, brother. Let's talk. Yeah, let me give you all the number. Hold on, let me post the number up and shit. Here you go. Here's the number, 515-605-9373. Talk to me. Let's talk about why you care. Let's discuss that shit. Because the only way we're gonna find out what's going on with you is by what? Is by with dialogue and finding out why you care versus why you need to know these women ain't shit. They ain't. I need to know why you care, dog. And I hope you will call in so we can talk. Because I would love to help you, man. So please call in. Let's talk. Let's discuss. I know you care too much. But we got to find out why you care and what is so special about them to make you care. We haven't hit on those yet. And that's what we got to hit on. You got to hit on those and discuss about those. We gotta discuss that, brother. Once we can discuss that, I can help you out, man. I can help you out. I definitely can help you out better. But the only way I can help you is by, you know, let's talk about it, brother. Because I gotta ask you a few questions, man. And if you want to, and this is what I'm saying, dog. If you want help, this is what this is for, man. This ain't for me to just sit and talk, which I can do forever, but I'd like to help you. But if you don't want to talk, you don't have to, but you'll never be able to get the help that you need, because what you're doing is you're not taking that extra step, dude. The first step of really getting this shit down is taking that fucking step, pushing your ego and self-importance aside, calling the fuck in, and let's talk. Because we need to know why you care. That's what we need to find out. Why do you care so much? 515-605-9373 is the number. Call if you want to. It's your call. But you ain't going to get this shit down sitting on your ass with a poor me story of I care. That's not cutting it. That won't cut it. I'm telling you right now, that poor me story shit, that won't cut it, brother. It will not cut it. At the end of the day, it won't. So the question you got to figure out for yourself is, do you want to call in? Do you want to talk? Unc, I got your back. I'm not going to bite your head off. I'm here to help you, but I'm here to help you see where you're going wrong versus where you need to go right. But that's what I'm saying for a lot of y'all guys. A lot of guys are not ready to listen and hear the truth. And that's why a lot of guys have problems with relationships, with women, so on and so forth, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to solve shit on their own and not trying to figure out how to solve. So that's all I'm saying to y'all guys. It's your call, but you caring too much, you always going to care. And you caring too much the way you are right now, you in fantasy land, you ain't going to break free. And because you care, you're going to be seen as weak in front of women. That's the truth, dog. I'm not going to pull no punches, dog, but you don't, hey, that's what I'm saying, guys. Y'all want help. You ask for help. You need help, but a lot of y'all don't really want help. A lot of y'all don't want help. A lot of y'all think y'all want it. A lot of y'all don't want the help, brother. And it's not a bad thing, a good thing. It just is. A lot of people don't want the help, man. A lot of people just want to be heard and not helped, and it's okay. It's not a bad thing. No, not. But y'all got to see. It's not, AD, it's not just that. It's just he has no sense of self, dog. He has no sense of what a man does, how a man operates, how a man thinks, how a man behaves. He just has no sense of self. So he cannot operate on the strength of what men do. He can't do that. He cannot do it. And no matter how hard he tries to do it, he'll never get it right. So, but a lot of people don't want to help, dog. A lot of people in Candyland or this fucking place, they like being the victim, dog. They like complaining about shit, but not really fixing shit, dude. That is how this shit works. A lot of people will complain. A lot of people will not fix things. They won't, because they don't necessarily have it in themselves to fix it. You know what I mean? And they don't have it in themselves to fix it, but yet they won't. They won't have or listen or things like that. It's a lot of shit that a lot of people go through, and it's the problem, man. But it's no knock on that young man. A lot of people just like being victims, dog. And unfortunately for you, if you're doing exactly what you're doing right now, you're not gonna make it, dog. Because the only way you're gonna grow is by getting help. And a lot of people don't want the help, brother. A lot of people don't want to help, brother. That's all I'm saying. And it's okay. It's not a bad thing. It's not a problematic thing. It just is, man. You know, I was just thinking, that guy in the bagel shop, what would he think if he met you? What bagel shop? What are you talking about? I don't even know what you mean by that shit. What bagel shop? We're bagel shop, brother. Yeah, I don't know what you mean. I don't even know what bagel shop you're talking about, brother. I don't know what bagel shop you're talking about, my friend. bagel guy over here. Oh, you mean the guy yelling at the bagel? Oh, that little short little motherfucker complaining and shit? Oh, yeah, man. That little motherfucker was on some shit. He was on some cake shit. Oh, yeah. I don't know, man. You know, motherfuckers do what they do, man. Yeah, motherfuckers do what they do, dog. That's human nature, brother. That's just human nature. Yeah, I'm 5'7", man. I'm a little motherfucker. I'm 5'7", dog. I am 5'7". I'm a little motherfucker. 5'7". Brother, camera shy. What the fuck you talking about, dude? Who said you're going to be on nobody? Dog, you ain't going to be on no camera? What the fuck you talking about? Dude, look. Dog, you got to stop, man. You got to stop, man. You talking about cameras and shit, dog. All you make, dude, it's okay. You just ain't got, you got to understand, dog. You ain't built for this life, dog. You ain't built for this shit, dog. You talking about cameras and shit? What the fuck you talking about a camera for? Yeah, you. Well, I'm sorry, dog. Here you go, TT116. What do you think, brother? You tell me. Is it? You tell me. Is it? That's what I want to know. You tell me. Is it the same? That's what I want to know. You let me know. Is it the same? Is it the same? You tell me. How old are you, Sal 16? How old are you? Check the phone lines. No one's calling. Okay. Well, how long you been listening to me? How long you been listening to me, brother? Then I can tell you if it's the same or not. How long you been listening to me for? No, dude, I don't know. No. We don't play that shit. You just ain't got it, dog. We don't play that. You ain't ready for this shit. Just sit on the sideline and just chill. You're gonna be somebody's bitch, dude. That's just the bottom line, dog. You're not gonna get this shit. You're not, dog. I'm not trying to be mean, dog, but no, dude, don't lie. You're lying right now, so don't do that. Let's not do that, man. You too grown of a fucking man. If you can't talk to me, then you're supposed to look, dog. This is what I keep trying to tell you. I'm not trying to be an asshole or a dick. You are exactly where you're supposed to be, young man. You're supposed to be exactly where you are. That's the truth. I'm not trying to be a dick or anything like that. You're exactly where you're supposed to be, brother. That's the truth. You're exactly where you're supposed to be, dog. You're not supposed to, you're exactly where you're supposed to be, dog. And that's the truth. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. And if you, and TTR Sal 16, you're wasting your time here. You're wasting your time here, brother. I'm telling you right now, you're wasting your time. You shouldn't. I mean, you can stay in here if you want, but you're wasting. You're not gonna make it either, brother. You're not gonna make it either, brother. You're not. And it's not because you're not gonna make it. Do you hear what you just said to me? You've been listening to me since September, and you're asking me that question right there, guys. Y'all see that shit right there, man? He's been listening to me since September. And he's asking that question, gentlemen. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Y'all see what I'm saying, guys? Is it me? Hey, y'all are meant to lose at this shit, and y'all don't even really understand why. You can't be listening to me since September asking me that question, brother. You can't, man. Because that shows that you're in the wrong place, brother. You're in the wrong place. You should find a pickup artist or something like that. But I can't really help you, brother. As much as I like to, I can't because I don't have what you need to learn how to do things as a man, dog. I don't have that. I wish I did, but I don't, man. Unfortunately, you just ain't ready for this class. One guy's scared to talk on the other phone. The other guy's been listening to me since September. He's been listening to me since September. He's been listening to me since September. And he's asking me this question, man. Is it just me? Is it me? Maybe so. Maybe it is me. Maybe it's me. It's me. It's me. It's me. No, hey, Doc, no, Doc. Doc has not gone to the website. Because if he went to the website, this wouldn't even be an issue. If he went to the website, what he asked me wouldn't even be a question. It wouldn't be a question, brother. Wouldn't even be a question. But he's been listening to me since that. Dude, do the math. September? Fuck, dude. We're. Hold on a second. I'll send it, bitch. You want me to send it?
I don't
want to rematch right now. All right, well, then take your bitch ass. Get your bitch ass off my phone. Get your bitch ass off my phone. All right, I'm back. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry, I was talking shit, motherfucker. Anyway, so what I'm saying to y'all guys is this, and this is the important thing of everything I'm trying to teach y'all. A lot of you guys will never make it to manhood. That's just the truth. A lot of you guys will never make it. It's the truth. Because listen to what y'all doing. Look at what I'm trying to get y'all to see is look at y'all behaviors. One guy is scared to talk on the phone to another guy, so he's fucked for life. Then another guy is asking me a question who hasn't even learned the approach boot camp. Just me, dog. Maybe it's just me. That shit is crazy to me, dog. It's crazy to me, but I can't change, you know, this kind of thing in people, man. People are just going to do what they want to do, man. Well, and it's the thing, Doc, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people think because it's free that it's no value to it. But the difference between my shit and everybody else's shit is everything I do connects. So if you don't see value in it,
that's fine.
Oh, yeah, that's fine if you don't see value in it. I'm not mad at anybody if you don't see value in it. It's just that you just ain't got what it takes to learn from us, man. You just ain't got it, dog. And it's no knock on you, man. You're a grown goddamn man asking me this question, and you just okay, here's my thing. If I answer that question, do you really think it's going to change the fact that you know how to talk to women? Is it really going to change the fact that you're still scared of women? Is it going to change the fact that you don't know what to say to women? No, man, it ain't going to change anything, dude. That's what I'm saying. I'd love to give you the answer, but the answer has no meaning. It has nothing. It has no meaning to it because if you get the information, you still ain't going to utilize it because you already showed that you ain't got it in you to be free. Everything I teach is to show you how to be a free thinker, man. All you guys out there. That's it. But, you know, I'm not knocking anybody. We're going to just move on with the show. But getting back to what I was saying, y'all can ask questions if y'all want to call in. But getting back to what I was saying was, this is what I'm talking about. We know we want to turn on the light switch because if we turn the light switch on, We know we'll have light in the room so we can see so we don't run into shit, right? Simple mathematical equation. I know my reason why, so either I'm going to get up and turn the light switch on and have light, or I'm not, right? Those are the choices we have. Let me see something here. Those are the choices we have. So those are the things that you just got to ask yourself, man, at the end of the day. You got to ask yourself that question. But the question will never be answered if you guys don't push forward. You see what I'm saying? Pushing forward is an easy thing to do. Pushing forward is a thing that men do, and nobody's going to put a gun to your head and say that you got to do it. And I'm not mad at y'all guys, but you just got to understand that, you know, I'm telling you, I wish y'all guys could all be men, man. I wish you all could be men. I wish you all could live in the land of ass and titties. I wish you all can be Neo, right? But here's the truth. The truth of the matter is this. I looked it up with a whiskey right now. I'll look it up right now while I'm on the phone with you. The truth of the matter is, let me look that shit up, whiskey. The truth of the matter is, for a lot of you guys out there, is that you got to keep the economy going, dog. You all have a role to play, and your role isn't getting women. Now, TT16, you're talking about I own that. You don't own it, dog. You don't own that, man. I'm going to the bar to experience the approach boot camp. My bad class and Unc probably didn't have what it takes. But, I don't know why you even said what you just said, brother. I don't even know why. What the fuck is Queen Sono? Oh, shit, I need to add this to Netflix. That bitch like she gonna fuck some shit up. Hold on, so let me add this to my list. Man, okay, Whiskey, I'm gonna look at the question you asked. I'm gonna look at that shit in a second, Whiskey. I'm gonna look at that. You say Mindhunters. I think that's what it's called. Look that shit up. But what I'm saying is this. This is what I'm saying, man. You don't have to justify shit to anybody. I ain't shit. You don't have to justify anything to me. I'm nobody in your life. You see what I'm saying? I'm nobody in your life. Mindhunter, let me see what this shit is. I'm nobody in your life, which means is that I saw it. I'm not interested in this word, whiskey. No, not really. No, I'm not into this. But what I'm saying to you guys is this: you don't have to justify why you're doing something and why you're not doing it. All I'm just saying to you is that I know why you're not going to make it. That's all. You don't have to believe me, but you're running away from your truth. But you don't have to, you don't need to justify shit with me. I ain't shit. You don't have to justify that shit. Well, we Leos are cut from a different cloth. Yeah, we Leos are bad motherfuckers. But that's besides the point, man. But I'm just saying that y'all guys, my back was fucking with me. Y'all got to look at shit for what it is, man, okay? And that's the truth. We got to start looking at the world for what it is and not for what we want it to be. And the problem is we're so busy bullshitting ourselves. That's our problem. We keep bullshitting ourselves. We keep telling ourselves shit that we want to believe in fairy tale land, and then all we're doing is running away from our truth. You see, what y'all don't understand is, guys, listen to me. What y'all don't understand is you trying to explain yourself to me. I ain't shit in your life. You don't have to explain anything to me that's going on with you. I'm just telling you the truth. But again, like 917 was saying, I don't know much of the truth. So I'm just saying, man, that, you know, I just hope that y'all Just wake up, man. I hope y'all wake up. Because if you ain't going to wake up, you're just gonna be somebody's bitch, dude. That's just how the game works. That's just how the game works. You got to understand that there is no kindness. Nobody's going to kiss your ass. And nobody's going to beg you to like them, man. And that's just as real as it gets, man. That's what I'm saying. But the question is, what are you going to do about it, man? I'm telling y'all, and I look. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but the majority of your life is going to be losing out on women. You're going to find a woman, and she's going to treat you like a bitch. And I'm not trying to be mean, but that's just how it is, man. Born 96, we don't even talk to him no more. He's doing his own thing. We ain't trying to push his narrative. He just don't want to grow. God damn it. 917, what's up, man?
Yeah, man. I want to say something. Yo, guys. This guy here is we blessed, man. Honestly, we fucking blessed that we have internet, we have cell phones, and we're listening to this guy here. We just have to soak up the knowledge, guys. I swear. I wish I fucking know these things from, like, I don't know, but we just have to keep going, guys. This, because the brain is fucking wild, and we still swimming on that mindset. We just to have to keep pushing, guys. I swear. I don't know, man. I'm fucking out of words. I don't know what to say, but. I listen to you probably every day. I feel that my mind is kind of is rewarding. You know what I'm talking about? The way how I'm seeing things is different than before. I think that darkness or the matrix or whatever we call it, it keeps dragging me back, like whatever that shit is. But I felt that there is a light out of the tunnel. We just have to keep pushing to get there. Anyway, I don't want to make this shit emotional, but this is what it is. I So what I want to say.
Well, here's the thing, and I'll just put you in there. Okay. I see what you're saying, but what you're saying is part of the problem, brother. See, for a lot of people, a lot of y'all guys are trying to take the information, or y'all trying to take yourselves. And what y'all trying to do is you're trying to concoct a simple formula or a simple idea or a simple plan of how easy this is. And it's not easy. It's not. This thing is not easy. And I keep telling you, the only way you're going to know how hard all this is by simply taking your lazy. All right, 917, let me ask you a question. Why don't you have your puzzle box? Why don't you have your puzzles?
Honestly, because I'm listening to you while I'm working, so I haven't really catched the idea of the puzzle. Honestly, I don't know exactly what it is, but until now, I don't know what's the puzzle thing you've been talking, because I'm driving nighttime, so I'm listening to you while I'm having people, so I'm going on and off, so that's why I'm missing sometimes a part of the whole episodes. But that I'm not I'm just Yeah. That's.
Oh my God! I love y'all excuses. Just go buy a puzzle box, 100 puzzles. All right. Go buy a puzzle box.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Throw the box away when you dump the puzzles out. All right. That's all you gotta do. Throw the box away. Put the puzzle together. Okay? That's all you got to do. All right?
Okay, so, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I just I misunderstand what you ask. You're talking about the puzzle box. Like, I don't know. Can you just tell me? Anyway, man, I...
Okay, can you please be quiet for a second? Can you shut the phone in 1 second, please? I just told your ass, go get a puzzle box of 100 pieces, dump the puzzles on your table, and throw the box away. And put the puzzle together. That's all I'm asking you to do. Okay?
So where am I going to get the puzzle from? What place I could find it?
Do you live in America?
Yes.
Okay, so you live in America. Is there a dollar store or a Walmart where you live?
We don't have a Walmart here, but a trade fair or 99 cents or something?
Toy store. Is there any fucking store in your area? Well, then take your ass over there and get a 100-piece puzzle box. I don't give a fuck what the puzzle is. Get 100 pieces and just follow the fucking directions. It's not complicated. Just follow it.
Okay.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about. I tell you to go get a puzzle box, and you're asking me where you go get it. I mean, do I have to hold your hand for everything? It's a puzzle. Just find one. Okay? Find one.
Yes.
Take all the pieces and dump them on your kitchen table and throw the box away and try to put the puzzle together and see how long it takes you. That's all I want you to do. That's it.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. I'll throw you back in. Thank you, sir. All right, guys. What else are we at? Where are we at, guys? Let me see here. Oh, my God, man. I know. It's ABC, dog. It's ABC. Oh, my gosh. Let me see here. 900, you failed. You get it Monday. You should have got that shit this weekend, brother. Come on, man. You should have got that shit, man. You should have got that, man. J31 is right. All right, but guys, like I was saying before, I'm going to get to a few of this stuff because I got to get some of this stuff done. What I was trying to get y'all to understand is once you eliminate all the possibilities and just do the A to B, everything is going to start to come into perspective faster because no longer are you're not going off of a series of events to get to your end game. Like I told you before, if I threw a ball at you or tossed a ball at you, what you're going to do is automatically going to react to the ball coming at you. You are going to dodge it, block it, or catch it. That's all you're going to do. But you're going to do it instinctively. That's what I'm trying to get you guys to see. When you do things instinctively, that's where we're trying to get you at. Meaning that if I see a woman, I'm going to talk to her. I ain't going to think about the possibilities of not getting her. I'm not going to think about what's going to happen. I'm just going to do what the fuck I say I want to do. That's it. Eliminating all the choices. That's it. That's all. This is nothing that is fucking complicated. But let me tell you why it's going to be fucking hard for you guys and why y'all fuck up. But I'm just being real with y'all motherfuckers, okay? I'm being real. What I'm saying to you guys out there that are listening to me, the thing that I had to learn, which a lot of you guys won't learn, is this. In order to be, order for growth to really come into effect, you have got to start doing the hard things first. Y'all guys ask backwards. Now, again, I know I tell y'all guys I talk to five women a day because, I mean, I'm trying to hold your hands and shit like that. But what I'm saying to y'all guys, y'all have got to start learning, man. Look, well, it's simple. Look, it's hard. It's supposed to be hard. Hell, think about this. Think about that motherfucker with that motherfucker that say he's scared to talk to women and all that shit. That motherfucker will never make manhood. He'll never make it. He'll never make it. You want to know why? Because he ain't working on today to set up tomorrow. He ain't working on today to set up tomorrow. And that's some real motherfucking shit I'm telling y'all right there. I'm always work for a lot of you guys. Y'all are still stuck on. Y'all are on May 1st right now. A lot of you guys are on May 1st right now, right? A lot of you guys are on May 1st. You guys should not be on May 1st. You motherfucking guys should be on the next month, next few months. And if you're really down on this shit, right, you into next year. But a lot of y'all guys don't see that shit. That's the problem. A lot of y'all guys don't understand how deep this game is. This game is deep. This game works for everybody, but it ain't going to work for sorry motherfuckers that make excuses, cry, blame, and point the finger. It ain't happening. I know y'all wanted to happen. I know y'all wanted to work out for you, but that shit ain't, this shit ain't, hey, dog, I'm telling you, it's just not for you guys. I'm telling you. Everybody wants to really, like, you know, be about that life. You know, everybody, you know, everyone say, yeah, man, I want to be about that life. I want to be about that life. And y'all ain't really, y'all ain't willing to do what it takes to be about that life, gentlemen. That's all I'm saying, man. Y'all won't. And, but like I said, to y'all guys out there, y'all listening, man. Like, all right, now Tyler's an asshole. I told Tyler to do 100. That little fucker wants to do 5, so that's fine. But what I'm saying here is that you guys are never going to understand what your dedication is. You'll never understand it until you do this puzzle thing. I'm telling you. You'll never understand dedication. You'll never understand drive. You'll never understand these things. Because in fantasy land, you should be able to press a button and be a man in a day. You ain't a man, but you scratching your head wondering why I ain't a man. Well, you want to see your truth? Do that. And again, like I told y'all, man, I got tons of these things. Nobody's going to tell you this kind of shit. You're not going to get this kind of information from anybody because these motherfuckers out here ain't really about the game. They're not really about you seeing your... See, it's easy for me to say, all right, look. It's easy for me to say I'm a peanut butter salesman, right? I'm a peanut butter salesman. I'm selling a peanut butter game, and you can be peanut butter in 30 days, right? All that shit. Or 2 weeks. They can choose the number. But what a lot of y'all guys don't see is that every one of you guys out there learn at your own pace. And if you're learning at your own pace, you know what that means? That means some of you gonna get this shit fast. Some of you gonna get it at a longer rate. But you're thinking, you think you just gonna just say something like 301. You know, hey. I'm gonna stop biting my tongue, and I'm gonna stop walking on eggshells. I can be Mike Tyson. Oh, look, hey, I just knocked out Mike Tyson. Oh, wait a second, come on, Muhammad Ali. Wait, uppercut, knocked out Muhammad Ali. Sugar Ray Leonard, knocked Sugar Ray Leonard out. You see what I'm saying? I can shadow box with the best of them by saying the shit y'all say. Because all the shit y'all saying is full of shit. The shit y'all are saying is bullshit. I got my daughter's birthday's in May too, dog. My daughter's birthday's in May too, so I gotta recognize that shit. But what I'm saying is, a lot of guys are full of shit. A lot of guys are gonna make up shit that they can't stand on or they believe because they don't want to see the truth for what it is. They only want to see the truth for what they think it is. And their truth is that they got what it takes. You know what? I'm going to say it. I'm going to stop, says the alcoholic. I'm going to stop, says the guy on drugs. I'm going to stop, says the person that made the New Year's resolution. And look where the fuck y'all are at right now. All you motherfuckers making these New Year's resolutions, you motherfuckers right now, we're in May, January, February, March. I'm sorry, I'm going to my ass. January, February, March. We're in March, right? It's been 3 months, and y'all motherfuckers are still the same goddamn way, and y'all don't even understand that you're the problem. You don't even see it. Don't even want to see it. It's not my fault. I can't force you to see something that y'all don't want to see. But what I'm saying to you is that as if you choose to grow, because a lot of you guys, it's hard, man. Dude, I wish that it was easy. Well, I don't wish it was easy because I don't like shit being easy, but I wish y'all could understand, man. Yeah, I know, man. Time traveling shit. I know, dog. Shit, if it was May 1st, I'd be in Orlando talking to y'all right now. So, no. It's not May yet. It's not May. I'm jumping the gun. But all I'm saying to y'all guys is it's so easy to say I'm going to change. It's so easy to make excuses. It's so easy to listen to somebody who doesn't know what the fuck they talking about. Look at y'all, man. Look at y'all right now. Most of y'all are where you are at because you're following somebody who is giving you so much bad information that you're fucked up on the inside. You don't know if you're coming or if you're going. You don't know why it is you're doing or anything like that. And, again, it's no knock, but it's just the fucking truth. That's all it is, man. So what we're going to do, because I got some other stuff I got to take care of, man. So we're going to wrap things up, man. How long have we been doing? We're going to wrap this up. Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and wrap this up, guys. If y'all got any questions, go ahead and ask. You know, we did a good 3 hours, so. That's good enough for today. I might do something later on tomorrow night. We'll see. But what's today? It's Saturday night, right? Yeah, okay, Sunday morning. Shit. See, guys, I don't even keep track. Guys, man, I don't keep track of time or days or anything like that, man. Sometimes people say, Steve, how old are you? And I got to sit there and do the mathematics in my head because I don't even remember sometimes. It's not because I lose my mind. It's just that I don't keep track of shit that really is just going along, man. So if there's any other questions, feel free to ask real quick. Yeah, it's 1:30. Oh, yeah, it's 1:30 right now. Yeah, I got some shit I got to do, man. I got to ride my 5 miles. I got to do my 5 miles and shit. Got to get that out the way. And I got some work to do. I got to get the information up for the membership. So if y'all want to get on the membership, get in on the first. I always tell you the first of the month so you don't get billed twice. So if you want to get in the membership, go ahead. I got to upload 4 hours. We're over 50 hours. Damn, I can't even tell you how many hours we have for the membership, but you get your discounts and all that other stuff. So the choice is up to y'all, man. Super chat not showing anymore lately. No, look. You know what? This is what I'm going to do. Because I don't want y'all to super chat that shit. Because I don't, The shoe. Okay, look, I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. Hold on. This is it right here. See that right there? That's what I'm going to do. If you want to do that, you don't have to, but I'm going to have that shit running. Do not send it to, do not super chat me. Don't do it. I don't see it. All you're doing is giving YouTube the money. So I'm going to start doing that, okay? I will add to that. I'm going to change the ticker up. Let me see. I'm going to add to the ticker. So I'm going to use that shit. So let me see here. Hold on a second, guys. I'm going to copy that, and I'm going to add that to this to make it a little longer. Oh, wait. Shit. Hold on. Shit. Questions, women texting itself. All right, questions. Hold on, guys. I'm going to fix it right now. I'm going to fix this shit right now because I don't want y'all sending. Hold on a second. Hold on. There you go. Just fix it. So this is, I'm going to have this ticker running. It's going to be the new ticker, guys. Right there. God damn it. Is that it right there? Right there. That's going to be the new ticker. Okay. Let me fix it. Hold on. Let me see that shit. Let me see. The women texting itself. Right. Right, got that done. Then I'm gonna add some dots over here. Dot, 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 dot. There you go. I think this is how it's gonna look. Let me see if I'm finished. Hit enter, push the ticker. Let's see how it looks now. Send all tips to supportmanhood.com. There you go. And you call in if you need help with women, texting, and self. Call in. There you go. Then, so there you go. So that's the thing, guys. Do never send me. I guess I'm gonna have to mention that again, man. If you want to, which you don't have to, if you want to send me anything, don't send a YouTube. Don't do it. We don't see it. Anything you want to send, send to supportmanhood.com. There you go. There you go. That's it. There you go. It's your call. It's up to you. Okay, no, but that's how you do it, man. No, YouTube takes everything. I don't even see any. I've never got a check from YouTube. They get all the money, dog. So I don't get anything. That's why I only really ask for that shit. That shit don't. The thing I'm showing y'all, telling y'all, I don't do the. I don't need super chats or anything like that. So just. If you got to, just call in, or you want to send any tips, support me. So I'm going to have that shit rolling. I have that number. Let me see how that shit going to look. Well, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Whiskey, you know. Yeah. Yeah, let me see something here. Yeah, I can't be fucking wild. Let me see here. Let me see if I have a chance. If I change, I'm going to have to change it. See, that's what I'm going to do. See, that's, okay, that's what I'm going to do. Watch this. So what I'm going to do. I'm gonna do this tomorrow. I'll fix this shit tomorrow. Can't do it now because I'm about to break this shit off. This is what I'm gonna do, guys. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna bring up the phone number up higher. I'm gonna bring up the calling number up a little bit higher, and I'm gonna have that motherfucking thing underneath me rolling. That's how I'm gonna do that shit. I'm gonna do that shit like that, and I'll have you. You have three now again. I could have three cameras, but I'm just going to keep two. I got three. I can have three angles and shit, but this is enough. It's enough of an angle and shit. So we're going to do it like that, and we'll move the – I'll move the banner up a little bit, the number. We'll move that up a little bit, and I'll add that to the call-in joint like that. So we'll do it like that, man. All right, man. So other than that, man, we'll do that, man. Let's show y'all. We'll have it running like that, dog. We'll have the tickers at the bottom running. We'll have the dot com to the side. We'll have the number up a little bit higher. So I'll make the adjustments. I'm trying to think. I'll probably move the phone number up to the top above me. That's what I'll do. I'll move some shit around. But yeah, I appreciate y'all guys, man. Y'all have a good night, man. I'm gonna talk to y'all later. Let me go ahead and check down the phone lines since nobody's calling in. But again, guys, this is the opportunity. Don't miss it. Now 917's kicked all y'all.